The PGA Championship, golf's fourth and final major championship of the year, begins this morning at the Hazeltine National Golf Club outside of Minneapolis. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Hi, John.
Good morning, Steve.
We mentioned it's the final major championship of the year. Tiger Woods doesn't have one yet.
No, he doesn't. He's had a very strange year in that in some ways he's been as dominant as he's ever been. He's won five tournaments. He's won the last 2 weeks at the Buick Open and then coming from behind to win the World Golf Championship on the weekend at Akron. But he has not won a major, hasn't really been close, in fact, and missed the cut completely after two rounds at the British Open. So the weird thing is he could be the player of the year and consider the year a complete failure, because if he doesn't add to his total of 14 majors, he considers the year a failure.
That's how he measures success.
Absolutely. His goal is to get to Jack Nicklaus's 18. That's the all-time record for professional majors won. He said that before he turned pro, that that was his goal, and he's stuck to that. And as I said, he's played extremely well in these so-called regular tournaments, but has come out of the chute very slowly at all three major championships this year. And today's round might be the one to watch. If he gets off to a good start, he'll be very tough to beat. If not, we could see the same thing again.
Well, now let's keep this in perspective. Of course, there are years, because it's so hard to win a major, when even if you are the dominant player in golf, you're not going to win a major. But does something feel different about Tiger's game this year?
You know, not really. But you're right, though. It's been 5 years since he failed to win a major. Even last year, when he only played in two of them because of the knee surgery, he still won the U.S. Open. But when he has gotten to the major championships, he's not gotten off to a good start. Now, what's interesting here is he's played 2 weeks in a row coming in. Normally, he doesn't do that. Normally, he plays 2 weeks prior and then skips the week before a major. He's changed his pattern this time because clearly he's not happy with what's gone on thus far.
Oh, it's clear that he's doing that deliberately to try to change his rhythm or his luck.
I don't think there's any doubt about it that he has felt like the slow start was the result of not playing the week before, and he wants to be playing and playing well, which he certainly is. He shot 65-65 on the weekend at Akron to win, so presumably that should give him momentum coming in here.
I wonder if those 265s are on the mind of the defending PGA champion this week, Patrick Harrington.
Well, he certainly got to witness the one on Sunday. He was paired with Woods and actually had a one-shot lead until the 16th hole when he made a triple bogey 8, and there was a four-shot swing that decided the tournament. I don't think Harrington backs down from Tiger. He's one of the few guys who has beaten him head-to-head in a last round. He did it overseas several years ago, and with three majors, I don't think he's intimidated by Tiger Woods. Most golfers in the world are intimidated by Tiger. Padraig Harrington, I don't believe, is.
What about Phil Mickelson, who's had many showdowns with Tiger Woods over the years?
Well, Phil, of course, is in a unique position going into this event. He came back to the tour last week in Akron after being out for 6 weeks while his wife, Amy, underwent surgery for breast cancer. His mother, Mary's also been fighting cancer. They're both doing well. That's why he came back. He will be, along with Tiger, the crowd favorite to win for sentimental reasons. You know, he almost won the U.S. Open just before Amy's surgery. And obviously, people would like to see him break that 3.5-year drought since he last won a major.
John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
He's talking about the PGA Championship, which begins today in Minnesota.